12, 13 and joined Petrie Boys Club. And from then on it was, well, it was just part of the community. I mean, you had to be voted in to get in the club by the committee. You just didn't just turn up and get signed in. You had to go before the committee to for an interview and stuff like this.
What the committee?
Voted up by the members, by the boys. Petrie Boys Club was, I think it was under 18. From, I can't remember the minimum age, it was about 12, 14, I can't remember. But then they had elections every year for the committee that ran the club.
Selection panel, as it were.
Well, I was on it. I was on it eventually. I got quite active within the club, and I was on the boys' committee for a while, certainly a couple of years. So the interviews were, it was more or less, what can you do for the club, not what can the club do for you, which is slightly different to nowadays. Well, I was quite a reasonable footballer, so I was taking a bit of skill there, so I was in. But, I mean, I knew a lot of the people there anyway, you know, from most of the people there were at school with me or same year, same school year sort of thing. So we all, within reason, knew one another because Garden City was quite small there. So every night, certainly Saturdays, and occasionally they had this thing on a Sunday. I mean, when we were into our teens, they were running dances, all sorts of stuff like that. In fact, we were dancing lessons through the week, and then at the weekend, because there was a parallel girls' club, and that's the only time we sort of fraternised together was on a Friday night. So Friday or Saturday night, I think it was, I can't remember. Yeah, we had like teenage dancers, as they called it. Well, it was ballroom dancing as strictly is now, but not perhaps to that standard. But it was, virtually all sports, boxing, obviously football, not volleyball, basketball, judo. Oh, and then there was table tennis, snooker, the usual sort of indoor stuff. And Nick Faldo's parents run a canteen in there. Joyce and George Faldo, they ran the canteen for quite a number of years, and so a lot of people my age knew them prior to their sort of becoming famous as parents of Nick Faldo, I think. So they did refreshment. What I said earlier, but they're probably the start of the mindset of, oh, we'll go out and have a cup of tea or something like that. You know, it would be they were doing cups of tea and coffee and stuff like that, and I suppose sandwiches. I don't fully remember, to be honest. But had teams of the leagues are all strata'd by age levels, usually like an under 18s, under 16s, under I'm not sure if you were under 15s, certainly under 16s and under 18s, and we would have two, three teams of that, of each category. So you were, you know, I mean, they're probably 150 plus. You need to talk to somebody who to get the real gist. But I would say there'd be 150 people who were members of the club, boys. That's boys alone. And then the latter years that I was there, they merged the two clubs together, which a lot of people would say was the beginning of the end of the boys' club. Not for any particular reason, but it just changed the ethos of the whole thing, you know. And I don't know what, right or wrong, but I packed in. I was 17. I moved from boys' club to Petrie Old Boys because they were playing a higher league. I suppose I'd be about 16, 17 when they merged, something like that. So we're looking at 36. 50, early 50s, mid-50s. It was a very bold move. In fact, it ruffled a lot of feathers, especially among the male. I think because the girls were getting more and more members and they had a very small room within the build. You know where the Petrie Boys Club, it's YMCA, and it's that single-storey building in Petrie, you know, or it was. And they had one room at the far end of it, the girls, and that's, I don't know what the pressure was that made them change. I mean, it could have been the guy who was like the warden of the club, called George Cooper, and he was a bit sort of progressive in the sense of he would probably want to merge, I think. Where the previous one, a bloke called Colonel Menday, his name was, and he was an ex-commando on active service, and he was very male-orientated. Well, I was quite young. I mean, I was sort of in very early teens when he left and George Cooper came, and so I was more of his era of management, if you like. I didn't notice the change, but, you know, some of the older ones may well have done. Well, I forgot, when we were talking about acting, I forgot that we used to do pantomimes and drama, and we actually entered... Well, we had two plays going on at the same time, and we entered some competition in Hitchin, and the one I was in, which was an extract from Midsummer Night's Dream, the mechanicals bit, we won. So we represented Petrie at the Youth Drama Festival, which was, apparently that was in its infancy then. I didn't realise until quite recently that I think we were in there either the second or third year of their, of the drama club, youth drama thing, which we came second in. They auditioned and ran two plays, and we went in for this competition in Hitchin, and that was going to be the decide whichever one did better in that play, in that competition, would go to the barn for the Youth Drama Festival. So everything was competitive. Yeah, so it was something totally new and different. You know, I suppose I've always been an actor, but I was a site manager, construction site manager, and I was in a play at the barn, a one-act play, which we won the All England final, and we represented England against Scotland, Ireland, Wales in Inverness. So it meant I had to have a couple of days off as we went to Inverness. So I had to say to this big Irishman, I'm having a few days off. He said, where are you going? I said, Inverness. He said, why are you going to Inverness? And I said, I'm acting. He said, you've always been an actor. He said, I knew it all along. But that was being sarcastic, actually. Oh, it was 1979.